flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Nucci's front porch. Everybody knows Nucci.
Yep. Nucci performed at the ball I went to the other night.
Did he?
Yeah.
Dude, he just did a show at the D.C. jail.
He did it at the convention center the other night on Saturday night.
That's great. You got to get Nucci back on. I just saw that on Instagram, man. That's
Nucci, MC Light, Drew Hill.
I don't often say nice things about this building, but I really like whoever's decision it was to start playing music in the kitchen. It's always upbeat. I don't know. I was just listening to Michael Jackson in there. Right, I want to rock with you.
Put the speaker in the wall in the bathroom, though. Just hanging.
All right.
You ever seen it? It's not like this. It just hangs.
Step two, put the speaker in the bathroom on. Brian, there's a lot of angst about this matchup, Eagles-Chiefs.
Why?
I'm not sure when, and I think a lot of it is like Taylor Swift and like political and just stuff that I have no interest in. But at some point, people have started to hate the Chiefs. People think they get all these calls and sometimes they do seem to get the calls, but, like, good teams always seem to get the calls. There was a period in my life where the Maryland-Duke rivalry was probably the most important thing in sports I had, and maybe in my life because I was
20. People don't like winners, bro.
Right.
You should think that they like winners. When you win, people find ways to not like you.
But
Michael Jordan wouldn't like.
I'll never understand that. But all that said, for me anyway, this is the easiest Super Bowl in the world to figure out who you're rooting for. It's anybody but Philly. Like, I can see it being kind of difficult for you because you have ties to the Eagles, obviously, and you have ties to Andy Reid in Kansas City. To me, anyway, there is no debate who I'm rooting for in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's Kansas City. What about you?
I would love to see the three-peat. What?
Yeah.
Why?
I refuse to watch another game with the Kansas City Chiefs in it, and I don't want the Eagles to win.
I understand.
Why do you refuse to watch a game with Kansas City?
Correct. For the same reason, I don't watch the same episode of a TV show 48 times. Like, I'm tired of it.
But the TV show just comes on. Football, you have to earn your way in, and if they earn their way, why hate on it?
Last night, I watched a Seinfeld episode from like 25 years ago.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit there and watch the same one 8 times in a row. It's just not going to happen.
So will you actually maybe not watch the Super Bowl?
I probably will not watch the Super Bowl.
I am fascinated because while I don't agree with your premise, I've heard that from – it's at least like a popular internet thing, which which don't always come to fruition.
Like all the people that disappeared and wasn't coming back to watch the Commanders, and the stadium was full and all their gear keep leaving. So somebody's buying it. You know, they're like, nobody watches the preseason, but they always have numbers better than the NBA and and baseball championship games. So somebody's lying.
Well, I also wonder.
Hey, Lanford, you one of the liars, man. I'm not watching it, and be right there in the front of the TV with his popcorn.
I wonder if ratings will be down, though. I don't know. Jeff, what about you? Do you?
Andy Reid against the Eagles for the three-peat? I will take it. I will take it.
No, there's a baseline of it's a freaking Super Bowl. We're all going to watch it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, period.
Yeah, but I want the Chiefs to demolish the Eagles.
Correct. White Brian?
I will be heavily rooting for the Chiefs.
Okay.
Well, he's a Giants fan, you know.
Yeah, but like...
He don't want anybody from the East to win unless it's the Giants, which is going to happen by 25 years.
I understand the...
He might be my age, but he would again.
Dude, I think legit the whole country wanted it to be Bills Commanders. I think outside of anybody that did not have a dog in the fight, if you were a fan of one of the four teams, you wanted your team.
Yeah.
But I think if you were a football fan removed from any of the four teams, if you were a Seahawks fan or a Texans fan or a Dolphins fan or a Browns fan, I think you wanted Commanders Bills.
I'll take Commanders. I was looking for the Commanders to be in the game. Didn't care who they were playing. Sure. But I ask this question. Am I just the only person in the world that people get caught up in the Taylor Swift stuff? She's just another fan in the stands to me. I'm watching football. I'm not giving a damn about Taylor. So people get so caught up in the Taylor Swift thing, and maybe some ladies came in, some other guys came in because she's around the football. But I have not paid much attention to her. I pay attention to the football.
They do put her on TV a lot.
They put her on TV a lot. But guess what? Just like when I'm walking around when they wasn't putting her on TV and go get a drink, it's the same way. I try to come back for when the plays are starting. And I'm not worried about all that. If they flash up on the TV, I hold a conversation with somebody.
Tony Chaz just tweeted me, 100% not watching Super Bowl, no chance. I want to be clear, Tony. I don't believe you.
You're by yourself, Tony. I'm not going to be with you.
Hold on. This dude, Tony Chaz, is listening to our program where this is a sports talk radio station, and all we do is talk about football. He follows me on social media, which I appreciate. Shout out to... If you want to follow Tony Chaz, it's Antonio SC79.
Don't talk too long. Tony's going to stop following you, Jay.
That's fine, too. Make your own choices. You're lying. Anybody that says they're not going to watch the Super Bowl is lying. You're going to watch the Super Bowl.
The people that are not watching it, don't watch it any year. But you're watching it.
Like,
they're going to say they were at a party. They weren't really watching it, though.
Right. Like, there are people out there that don't pay attention to sports. Like, how many people are in the U.S.? 350 million, roughly?
Mm-hmm.
And usually the Super Bowl number is something crazy, like 75 million? I don't know.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Understand
They can't predict how many people at your house, though. See, if they see my TV on, they're going to go based off how many people live in my house. What if I have a party and I got 100 people there?
Sure, but so, I agree with that. But here's what I find more hard to understand than any of it. We're the B. Mitchell Finley estimate for United States population is about 350 million, right? Last year's Super Bowl had 125 million people watch it.
In the United States or was it worldwide?
In the U.S.
Okay.
What the hell are the other 200 million people doing? Like, I don't even understand how many.
Probably another 75, 80 of them were right there watching the game with the other people. They just couldn't calculate it.
Okay. So I'll give you 200 million are watching it.
The rest of them are little kids. They don't care.
And I don't think all the 150 million difference is little kids.
Kids, old people, people had to work.
You think that's 150 million? You don't think there's anybody that just doesn't watch? I think there are like hipster, you probably librarian, got some people that vegetarians don't watch, that just don't watch.
But it ain't 200 million people that just don't watch.
Maybe so, my math's off.
So when you on Super Bowl,
it'd be 150.
On Super Bowl Sunday, everything is basically open. So people are working. They can't watch. And I promise you, if we go check into the offices, they got earplugs in, they got their phone on, they got their little
computer. So you think
on.
Everybody's watching? I think unless a lot of, you're I really think, old or a baby.
I think a TV or some apparatus where you can see something or hear is around somebody. Most people.
Bro, there's a lot of people, man. Ryan, the photographer, says, I'm not watching the Super Bowl this year either. I'm a huge football fan, but no thank you this year. James Schneider says the Super Bowl will be on, but interest waned once the Commanders lost. Commercials have gotten lame.
So in other words, they're telling me they haven't watched Super Bowl for the last 33 years.
Right.
You say, once Commanders lost his – so you haven't watched Super Bowl for 33 years, then you're telling me.
Azoma says, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. I'll still have it on because of my son, but I'm not going to watch like I normally do. Hate both teams. So, I guess so I'll take
the Chiefs, but I hate it. Not going to look at it one time. I don't buy it. I do not buy it.
Yo, left hand up. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl.
I've been watching it. I'll be in a city where it's at, and I'll do what I've done every year.
I'm
just letting you know.
I'll be home on my couch.
I normally start off at this city. I end up back at home. But I'm not watching just because I love football. I don't just love one team playing football.
Me too. Me too. B. Mitchell Finley, David Aldridge joins us next.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.